Here are some ideas to consider for connecting. The following list of ideas might help you consider ways to connect and express your love for one another through enhanced emotional and physical intimacy.
In a letter to your soulmate, reveal some facet of your private life that you have never before shared, with the intention of helping him or her understand you better.
Allow yourself to cry in the presence of your spouse.
Tell your spouse what your greatest fear is.
Plan an night out for her. Wine and dine her as you did when you were courting her.
Plan a surprise evening for him, candlelight dinner with a sexy outfit, etc.
Share one of your lifelong ambitions with your spouse and discuss together if there are some specific ways he or she can support you in realizing them.
Try this stimulating sequence. A. One night, caress each other without touching any sexual parts or erogenous zones. No sex. B. The next night, touch and caress each other sexually without engaging in sexual intercourse. C. The next night, do all of the above but end with sexual intercourse.
Read a book on sex together.
Help your beloved companion gain some relief from the stresses of the day by massaging his or her back and neck. Remember, as your soulmate's private masseur or masseuse, take your cues from your mate about specific location, firmness, softness of motions, etc.
Give each other a full body massage with lotion or body oil that you've taken the time to warm up, and tell each other what feels best.
Describe to your sexual partner the feelings and sensations you experience when he or she caresses and touches various parts of your body in different ways.
Try altering the physical ambiance of your bedroom. Use scented candles, soothing music, satin sheets, and so forth.
Take turns giving and receiving sensual and sexual pleasure. One night, the wife is in control of the experience so she can receive maximum pleasure. One night, the husband guides the experience to receive maximum pleasure. Also, alternate nights when each gives pleasure to suit your preference.
Make love somewhere other than in the bedroom.
Tell your companion what he or she does to satisfy you most. Love-making positions, caresses, etc.
Practice verbalizing your emotional reactions rather than your mental thoughts about various events to your mate. Use words such as hopeful, angry, delighted, insecure, and eager instead of think, seems to me, my opinion is, and so forth.